SBS Radio.
Texas has been especially hard hit. Millions there are without power, water, or heat amid some of the coldest temperatures in over 100 years. Our Marcus Moore is on the roads in Dallas. Marcus, what are you seeing there?
Hey, Diane, we've been driving around this afternoon. We are in just outside downtown Dallas in the Deep Ellum District, if you're familiar with this part of Texas. And you can see here the roads covered with snow. It looks like they have been able to treat at least...
When deadly winter storms hit Texas earlier this year, millions found themselves without heat and power. Along with the extreme weather came an extremely viral set of claims about climate change and green energy. Soon, people online were claiming that the failure of wind power caused the disaster. It was nowhere near the full picture. Some wind turbines did fail, but the main cause of the Texas blackouts was natural gas shortages. That didn't stop the rumor mill, and what happened in Texas was just one part of a pattern that's spread ever since. As the evidence about climate change has stacked up, the tactics of those opposed to climate action have shifted. Jenny King is from the think tank, the Institute for Strategic Dialogue.
The vast majority of content that exists on social media sits in more grey zone space where it might not actively deny the reality of climate change, but it cherry picks scientific data, tries to discredit and attack those involved in institutions or climate experts, and ultimately misleads the public around the viability of certain solutions going forward.
Ms. King and her team set up what they refer to as a COP26 war room. They monitored climate change conversations online. Since the start of the year, they've tracked 130,000 tweets and Facebook posts claiming that renewable energies like solar and wind power are dangerously unreliable.
This is a narrative which really serves to the benefit of those who are trying to preserve the status quo. And the idea is that if you weaken the public's trust or their understanding of these renewable technologies, you make sure that the energy grid stays in these traditional industries.
And the ISD has seen other tactics designed to undermine climate action, like claims that moving away from fossil fuels will make poor people poorer. Another ploy, attacking the messengers. Anjali Sharma is a 17-year-old climate activist in Australia. With seven other teenagers from four different states, she took the country's environment minister, Susan Lee, to court to try to stop the expansion of a coal mine, and climate change denialists took aim at her online.
I've been messaged a lot of threats. There's been a lot of body shaming. There's been really uninformed comments like, I bet she's wearing jeans and she doesn't know how much water goes into producing a pair of jeans. And, you know, they're right. I do own a pair of jeans, but me not owning that pair of jeans is not going to cut Australia's emissions in half by 2030.
There's a difference, she says, between pointing out hypocrisy and trying to undermine activists with underhand tactics. Facebook, Twitter and YouTube owners Google were asked for this report about what they're doing about climate misinformation. All said they take it seriously and have policies in place to limit its spread. But many of those fighting climate change say they're not doing nearly enough. And some claim big oil companies are responsible for spreading misinformation. Speaking at a US House of Representatives hearing in October, House Oversight Committee Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney accused companies like ExxonMobil of lying to the public.
Big oil has known the truth about climate change for decades. In the 1970s and 80s, Exxon's own scientists privately told top executives that burning fossil fuel was changing the global climate. Exxon and other big oil companies had the opportunity to tell the truth and lead the way to find alternative energy sources. But instead, big oil doubled down on fossil fuels. The industry ran a coordinated campaign to mislead the public, hide the dangers of its own product, and derail global efforts to reduce greenhouse emissions.
ExxonMobil CEO Darren Woods told the hearing that his company has long acknowledged the reality and risks of climate change and has devoted significant resources to addressing those risks. He said the oil giant's public statements on climate had always been truthful, fact-based and consistent with mainstream climate science. But the claim was challenged by Chairwoman Maloney, who played a video recorded by former Exxon lobbyist Kevin McCoy, who was subsequently sacked.
Did we aggressively fight against some of the science? Yes. Did we hide our science? Absolutely not. Did we join some of these shadow groups to work against some of the early efforts? Yes, that's true. But there's nothing illegal about that. We were looking out for our investments.
While the world may be focusing on lowering carbon emissions, the American Petroleum Institute, the oil industry's top lobbying group, points out that the world consumes 100 million barrels of oil every single day, and that's an amount that seems unlikely to decrease anytime soon. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.